I am just so happy to see you here. I love celebrating our Lord and Savior every Sunday, and especially this Sunday, with my brothers and sisters in Christ. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Holy God, you are great. You are awesome. You are worthy of all our praise. We come to you so often in just asking requests. Lord, today we want to thank you. Thank you. We want to thank you for sending your only Son so that, as we believe, we could look for a life of hope, an eternity of hope, and not perish. And we can know that we have eternal life. Jesus, I pray that as we point to you and lift your name up today, that those who know you will be just excited about it, encouraged, gaining courage to spread the gospel, and those who don't know you today, in the hearing of this cantata, I pray that they will see that you want them to know you, to become children of God through you, our Savior, Jesus Christ. It's in your name we pray, Jesus. Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Luke chapter 2, verse 14. Please stand and join in our opening hymn, number 184, Angels We Have Heard on High.
Fire.
be seated.
We have been celebrating Advent by lighting candles and describing the words of love, joy, and peace through the words and songs as a reminder of living between two Advents, the first celebrated as Christmas and the second, the return of Lord Jesus for which we long.
Advent is a word that means coming or visit. This morning we will relight the candles representing all the Christian meanings of the words love, joy, and peace, culminating with the blessed hope that we have as believers and a reminder of the hope given at birth of Jesus Christ, who is holy God made flesh. So today we light the candle of hope and we remember.
We remember the hope the prophets foretold and the scripture declares.
We remember Israel's hope for the coming of God's Messiah to save, to forgive, and to restore.
We remember our need for a Savior to save us from our sins and our hope of His return when He will restore all things.
We remember that in Christ, the infinite became finite. The one who was in very nature, God, the Liberator, of whom the prophets spoke, the holiest of holies, the sovereign light of the world, and the one in whom the fullness of deity dwells, took on flesh and came as a helpless baby.
We remember that as we press forward in our world of struggles and hardships, we can do so with confidence as children of the Most High God through His Son Jesus Christ, the source of our true and ultimate hope, now and forever.
Psalm 130, verse 5 says, I wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in His word I hope. And in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, we can read, May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope. In our hope of Christ's return, we find our strength for each new day as we rekindle a welcome for Jesus into our hearts and lives at Christmas. Let us pray. Merciful God, who sent your messengers, the prophets, to preach repentance and prepare the way of our salvation, as we light this candle, please shine the light of your hope into our lives and hearts, causing us to take your love, joy, peace, and hope into our world. We celebrate in the name of the Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Luke chapter 2, verse 7. And she gave birth to her firstborn son. Please stand and join in our offertory hymn, which is one of my favorites. Number 185, There's a Song in the Air.
pray. Our gracious and heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this most beautiful time of the year, the time of the year that we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Thank you, Father, for the most precious gift of all. Lord, we thank you for all the many blessings that you bestow upon us. And Father, we ask that you would bless these tithes and gifts and this offering, and that they would go to the advancement of thy kingdom, both here in this community and around the world. It's in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, that we pray. Amen.
Is it on? Okay. This year's Christmas cantata, titled O Holy Night, was lovingly selected and donated to Zohar Baptist Church by Karen and Teddy Gerald. And on behalf of Zohar, I just want to say thank you to Karen and Teddy for their generosity. The choir has enjoyed preparing this cantata, and we pray that your ears and your hearts will be blessed by O Holy Night. Thank you.
We have gathered here today to sing, celebrate, and remember the story once again. The Gospel of Luke imparts the story in this way. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room available for them.
In the first light of a new day, no one knew he had arrived. Things continued as they had been, while a new cry.
the hillsides outside of Bethlehem, a humble stable provided shelter for two young parents and their newborn son. This was certainly not the kind of place that one would expect to welcome a king. Yet as Mary and Joseph held baby Jesus in their arms and looked into his eyes, their meek surroundings must have seemed insignificant in the wake of such joy. All of their waiting, all of their longing was over. The one that God promised to them was finally here. Heaven's child was their child, and his name would be called Wonderful.
Heralded by the angels, born in a lonely manger. The Virgin Mary was his mother, and Joseph was his earthly father. Three wise men came from afar. They were guided by a shining star. King Jesus, where he lay in a manger filled with hay. Sing Jesus, oh, what a wonderful child. Jesus, meek and mild. Won't you listen? Glory, glory, glory to the newborn King. What did you say was the baby's name?
His name is Jesus.
What did you say was the baby's name? Oh, what did you say was the baby's name?
His name is Jesus.
King Jesus
is that precious baby's name.
Who did the shepherds and the wise men see?
His name is Jesus.
Tell me, who did the shepherds and the wise men see? Tell me, who did the shepherds and the wise men see?
His name is Jesus.
His name is wonderful. His name is Jesus. King Jesus is that precious baby name. King Jesus is that precious baby name. Won't you listen?
Glory, glory, glory.
As the newborn Jesus lay swaddled in a manger, a few unsuspecting shepherds were tending their flocks in a nearby field. Beneath the pale glow of starlight, suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven. On earth, peace, goodwill towards men." This was a night unlike any other.
Long lay the world in sin and death.
2,000 years have passed since Jesus came to earth, and the story is just as life-changing today as it was back then. God sent His one and only Son so that we might have everlasting life, peace that passes all understanding, hope that transcends our circumstance, and joy that is full and complete. So let our hearts again rejoice, lift your voices and celebrate, for Jesus Christ, our Savior, is born.
That really has made Christmas. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And I know I speak for everyone out here, too. And
Karen couldn't be with us this morning, so please remember her in your prayers, and when you see her, say thank you to her.
Well, and I want to say also thank you, Karen Petty, for this wonderful gift, and you made a great choice, and I have to say, I don't know if you all thought, I love watching Petty just beaming with a big old smile as he sang up there, too. What a beautiful thing. Well, it's like this warm, not just warm our hearts for Christmas. That's something the world can do. But let this encourage us to go out and share what they shared with us, share that with our friends, our family, our neighbors, our community. We have every reason as believers in the Son of God to rejoice, to celebrate at Christmas. No matter what, I one little testimony, I was at the Orange Senior Center this past Tuesday, and I went, and there was one lady there, and her face was just beaming, and I came and gave her a hug, and she said, "I just love Christmas." I said, "That's great." She said, "My son was born on Christmas Day." I said, "Man, that is so neat." I said, "Is he going to celebrate with you?" She said, "No, he's passed on." And I just kind of, what? And she said, "And I just love Christmas." And she just went on, just beaming with a smile on her face, and just, I just think it's the most joyous time. She's not thinking of her son passing. She's thinking of her son with her Savior in heaven. She's thinking of the birthday that she's celebrating with her Savior. And that's what Christmas should be for us. We have every reason to rejoice, just like our choir presented and gave to us. And with that, I say, let's pray. Holy God, thank you so much for all you gave us for what we celebrate at Christmas time. You gave us a gift that surpasses all gifts. You gave us your Son, Jesus Christ, because you say in your word, because you loved us so much that you gave your only Son. That is unfathomable. And you love it so much. And like our sister that at the Orange Senior Center, who, even though her son born on Christmas Day, that gift of a son she was given on Christmas Day. And yet, the son that you chose to take home. And yet, and she still celebrates the joyousness of Christmas because it was the gift you gave. And she has hope, true hope, sure hope, as we celebrate hope today, that she will see her son again in heaven with her most blessed Savior, Jesus. May we go from this place today with the songs the choir sang ringing in our minds, just exuding from our being, telling the story of Jesus to this world who needs it so desperately. The hope of our Savior Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.